Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, PBR Whiskey, Tanya Tucker, Top Snacks, and Donnie Baker. Right after this.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're going to switch gears a little bit right now to talk to Christy Lee.
Pabst Blue Ribbon's new whiskey is going to be aged for 5 seconds. Yes, I'm not making this up. The 80-proof whiskey inspired by PBR founder Jacob Best is being made in collaboration with New Holland Brewing Company. In an interview with Esquire, Matt Brunn, the general manager of Pabst, says the product needs to be aged to be called whiskey, or else it would have to be released as, Josh?
Moonshine.
That's correct.
Huh.
So, it has to touch wood. If it touches wood, it's a whiskey. So, they've literally aged it in a barrel for 5 seconds, so they can call it PBR whiskey.
Hmm. That's fascinating, really. Mm-hmm. So, they must have some kind of like wooden trough, or does the barrel have to be sealed and unsealed in 5 seconds?
I don't know.
Well, it's a. Are you a big PBR guy, Josh?
I do really enjoy PBR.
My dad
yes.
was a PBR guy. Yeah. Oh,
wait a second.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Hey, Christy, why don't you touch this wood for 5 seconds?
No, thank you.
Can you keep it that way for 5 seconds?
Oh!
You know what, Tom? You want to square off? We're going to have to circle up. I'll beat your ass.
Beat his ass, Tommy.
You know what? If they're smart, they'd age half that beer and sell the other 2/3 as PBR moonshine.
You're not. I think you're correct.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good idea.
What?
I bet there's just as many PBR drinkers that drink moonshine as are drink whiskey.
Could be.
I'll say it like this. So much different.
Well, I'll drink anything PBR and Vince Christie.
Really?
I love all beer. But Pabst Blue Ribbon always had a special place in my heart because PBR is the first beer I ever drank.
Really?
Oh.
I swear to God. Cut my own cord to it. I was helping my mom, Phyllis's albino boyfriend, Edward, rebuild the tranny of his 77 Gremlin.
Yes.
And he couldn't be in the sun too long, because guess who did most of the work?
I guess you did.
And it was over that beer he gave me the best advice any man's ever spoke of, sitting there in the shade eating a ham salad sandwich. He said, Donnie, if you don't have a rubber, you can always use saran wrap.
Oh,
good.
And he's right, man. Hell, last week I had to wrap it like a mummy.
Oh.
When you're drinking PBRs, the night's possibilities are endless.
Really?
Uh-huh. You never, ever hear a great story start like this. Oh, I downed a 12-pack of Mick Ultras. The next thing you know, I'm being smuggled to a donkey show in Tijuana.
It doesn't happen.
It don't. But with PBRs, that's always a strong possibility.
Uh-huh.
You have too many PBRs, and it ain't nothing to find yourself fighting your next-door neighbor shirtless in the front yard on Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
I swear to God. No, last time I had too many PBRs, I ended up streaking at this sporting event.
Oh.
I mean, he was Gus Macker, so nobody noticed because I was wearing high-top ponies. But anyway, you tell me this. How's come it's called Pabst Blue Ribbon, but you only see chicks who didn't finish in the top 10 drinking it?
Hey, wait a minute.
I don't know if that's always true.
You never see some hot supermodel drinking PBR. It's always some chick with a bloody nose who's a little thicker but still pretty in the face like Tanya Tucker. If you see a PBR in a chick's hand, there's 100% guarantee she got no less than 17 tattoos on her and usually plenty of room for one more.
Oh, boy.
So I say, bring on PBR whiskey. Just go ahead and take my money now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait, because now the special at the neighborhood bar by the Pay Lake will be one shot of PBR whiskey with a can of PBR back. They can call it the restraining order. Where to go? I got to go.
See you, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie.
Did you know Tanya Tucker's actually in the news today?
Oh, really?
She's the new face for a tequila.
Yikes.
Yes. It's called Cosa Salave.
Salave.
Oh, S-A-L-A-V-E.
You just made him dog saliva?
Yeah.
How would you pronounce that?
Spit on my house.
S-A-L-A.
Salvaje.
Salvaje.
Yeah, S-A-L-V-A-J.
I don't know anything about her. Didn't she have some technical problems with sobriety?
Yes.
Well.
I mean, do you really want to?
That's.
She's still drinking, apparently, because she says, I quote, I've had some friends that drink vodka, and now they're on the tequila. I try every tequila I can, and I've done several blind tests with my friends, and every time, mine is one every time.
Huh.
So she is now invested into this tequila, and just, but if you see the picture of it, you would never know that's Tanya Tucker. I mean, she...
I don't remember much about her.
Neither. I couldn't tell you what she looked like anyway.
A little rough.
Yeah. Yeah. She aged, yeah.
Oh. Dale Dawn.
Yeah.
Remember she redid the Helen Reddy... You remember Helen Reddy?
Yeah,
so thanks
sure.
for her nose.
Oh, okay.
I would imagine Pabst has to do this for distribution reasons. You can't just distribute moonshine all over the place, I think. So you have to, they'd have to call it whiskey.
I think there's some, anything about booze is super technical.
It sure is.
Every,
yeah.
every state's
sure
different. Every county is different.
I'll tell you this, it's easier to open a meth lab anywhere in the United States than it is to start a liquor brand, I can tell you.
It has to be.
In some places you can't even give away a paper napkin with a beer logo on it.
Right.
Some states you have
or
to like
coaster.
Put a, give a penny so you can have a taste if there's a wine tasting or some weird.
Really?
Yeah.
So there has to be less strict distribution rules on whiskey than moonshine.
Presumably, yeah.
Right.
But it'll be interesting to see how PBR whiskey tastes. We'll have to do a little taste test. Check you up for it.
Sure. Heck
okay.
yeah.
Okay. We'll start soon. Once again, we have Christy Lee at the Bob and
Are
Tom News Desk.
Sports?
Oh, I forgot to ask. Okay. Thank you very much.
That's it from the orangeinsoles.com sports desk.
Thank you, Chick McGee. Christy Lee, what do you got?
Well, it is March Madness, so what are your favorite drunk snacks?
Pretzels?
Could you eat more than 3 pounds of bacon, 14 tacos, or 6 large orders of french fries in one sitting?
No.
People
just
have.
Some of the massive snacks Americans claim to have eaten, though, when drunk. New research into snacking choices of Americans. By the way, it is chip and dip day, too.
Those Fritos, honey barbecue
twists
or whatever they are.
Those aren't good.
Man, are they good.
They make my jaw sore, though, don't they? After you have one bag, aren't you, like, you know, the smaller, aren't you like, oh.
You mean you've been chewing,
these bags?
Chewing for
the
so
snack,
long?
Snack bag.
Oh. They don't have a reasonable snack bag size. You're right, though.
It's like that. It's not a full bag, but it's a small bag.
Right. It's like 3 servings, and it's
kind
of big. Hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Tanya Tucker.
Delta Dawn, what's that
flower you have on?
This was your hit.
And it's also number one in hell.
Was she
I like this tune.
What?
Was she married to Glenn Campbell?
They were, they dilly-dallied.
Oh, did they?
Never married.
Yeah, didn't they fist fight?
Gorgeous.
Stop that.
And now here's Helen Reddy to compare and contrast.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have?
You can see the
difference. I prefer Helen, but I prefer Tanya's backup singers. Dean, get on that.
I want to hear Helen Reddy and singing.
I like Tanya better.
Do you?
I like Tanya better, too.
Sounds more authentic.
It does.
Helen Reddy being from Australia and everything.
Right. You know what? I might like Tanya better. It sounds like she just walked out of her house. She's standing on her front porch. There's a beautiful dawn.
And there happens to be...
on the Delta.
Yeah.
There happens to be a corral of 800 singers there.
Yeah, right.
So they can mix her down when she's off key.
Is that why they're doing that?
I don't know. I think her version's cool. I do like...
Of course, our house band today...
What's this? This is my favorite song.
Well, this is the new number one hit.
Yeah.
Sweeping
smack
the nation.
Smack Tom. It's time now to smack Tom. He's been running his mouth again.
Yeah.
He's been pissing us off again.
Yeah.
Smack Tom.
Smack Tom.
I'll handle the lyrics.
He didn't care for them.
You're going to handle the lyrics on your own song?
I mean, just needs a little adjusting. All right. You made your point. Oh, by the way, I was talking yesterday with Josh Kennedy from the band you just heard.
Oh, yeah.
The Black Moods.
Texted me, too. Has he got a song coming out?
They got a great new song out, and there's a cool video. We linked to it on the various Bob and Tom social media platforms. So Black Moods fans, they're going to be coming back to be our house band. And they're huge fans of the Chick McGee.
We all get,
song's called Bad News. Yeah.
We all get desperate every now and then. She thirsty.
In any event, you can check this out by going to bobandtom.com or check out the Bob and Tom app. And they're working on some additional lyrics to the Smack Tom song.
Oh, is that right?
Which I'll be performing here in the studio. Oh, but check out the Black Moods and the Bob and Tom app while you're there today, by the way.
We had better get a writing credit on that.
Yes.
That's all I got to say.
Hang on a second. That's what I'm trying to find here. He actually wrote that to me. Here we go. We listen to the app all the time, laugh our asses off.
Hey, watch your mouth.
And he goes, are Chick and Josh expecting co-writer credits now? Right there. I'm not making it up.
Yes.
Right there. Okay, thank you very much. Josh Kennedy from the Black Moods. Now, we do have Mr. Godwin with his guitar here.
We didn't Tanya finish Tucker. Our snack story.
There's more?
I didn't even get halfway done.
Well, Josh and Chick waiting with their favorite.
All right, never mind then.
No, I want to hear. What's your favorite? What are your top 3 snacks, Josh? While intoxicated now. This is a special.
Oh, I like pretzels.
Pretzels?
Wait, yeah.
That's it? That's no
drunk?
Good.
Do you want to try?
Jeez.
You guys wait, are you talking fast food?
If you're going to say pretzels, say combos or something.
When you're intoxicated. You know,
drunk snacking, I think you guys are
let's
missing.
Just say you're back at your house and
think bigger than pretzels.
You know, Galaxy's just left and
sure, yeah.
You
know, yeah,
you
had another
you said
my hour was up, yep.
Yes,
right.
You said I'm not paying you to eat. Get out of here. No, seriously, let's just say you've had a couple too many.
Yeah.
What would be your first choice go-to snack?
I told you
pretzels, that is so boring.
What do you want? Do you want fast food?
Yeah,
do you want a real entree?
I think I would say White Castle.
Okay, well then I'll.
What are the answers, Christy?
According to the New York Post, 82% of Americans are drunk snackers. More than 50% report they regret it the next day. Chips and dip are one of the preferred snacks.
That's a snack.
58% of drunk snacking, but in first place.
Yes.
Pizza.
That's a meal. That's not a snack.
66%. That's why I wanted to do the story, because it's very misleading.
It's total crap.
Rounding out the top five are French fries at 54%, nachos 49%, and tacos at 44%.
Most of those are meals.
Yeah, once again, a meal.
Yeah so none of those are easily accessible when you're home alone drunk.
But you know what are?
Pretzels!
Boring.
They go great with beer. Mm. Boy, do they pair well with beer.
Pretzels?
Pretzels and beer. Yeah. That's where we're going here?
Yes.
Really?
God, every other morning show in the country came to the same conclusion. Come on, be a little more creative. Ace, what would you go with?
Pizza.
Pizza? Okay.
That's enough. A meal.
Like tonight, I'll be watching basketball.
It's not a snack.
And having a few beverages, and, later I'll go.
Pizza rolls.
Papa Tombstone in.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw you going with a frozen pizza. You're not going to get it delivered.
Can't afford it.
Okay.
He's not in delivery money
Once
yet.
Again, lobbying for a raise. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have... Boy, this is going to really cause some problems.
Uh-oh.
I have the top 10 snack foods in the United States of America.
Okay.
Number 10.
Okay, go ahead.
Tostitos. Scoops.
Sure. They go great with most dips.
Those are good.
Number 9. Jell-O pudding snacks.
Wrong. Lies. Source on this.
I have one every day.
Oh,
really? Every day. The chocolate vanilla swirl.
A little snack pack.
Sugar-free.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number 8, Orville Redenbacher's microwave popcorn.
Okay.
Popcorn's always a plus.
Number 7, Lay's classic potato chips.
I'm in.
Good choice.
In.
Number 6, Snyder's.
Of Hanover?
Pretzels.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't you have property in Hanover?
I do, next to the Snyder's Old Estate.
Those are my favorite pretzels.
Number 5.
Pretzel plains, as far as the eye can see.
Number 5, most popular snack food in the United States. Fruit gushers.
What?
I mean, these are people that they throw in their kids' lunch, so the sales have got to be huge.
Strawberry splash, sour triple berry shock, and tropical. Number 4, Chex Mix.
Oh,
we forgot about Chex Mix.
Love Chex Mix.
I never would have thought Chex Mix would be higher than Lay's classic potato chips.
Really?
And just for the record, I hate Chex Mix.
What do you hate about Chex Mix? Too delicious, too crunchy, too
flavorful, very
savory?
As I like to say, keep them separated.
Okay,
As a kid, I always had my mashed potatoes, couldn't touch the meatloaf.
Did you see the new thing that they came out with that separates your food on the plate? It's like this little silicone thing that
You or do you not have plates with compartments in them at your house right now?
Of course.
Well, if you have little kids.
I have little kids.
But you eat out of them as well, don't you?
I have an occasion. They should make an adult version of that.
They do.
Not bento box.
Not too embarrassing.
Number 3. Yes. And I agree. I'm on Tom's side of the street.
So you want prison trays at your house.
Have you ever seen Tom eat? It's kind of like he's at prison. All right.
Now, this is an amazing
Back to the cell. Show. Number 3, Rice Krispie Treats.
Hate. I despise.
I don't like the store-bought, but I love a homemade.
I made them last weekend as part of a project. We were making a food version of the universe with the sun and the moon and Venus and Mars. Then we got into an argument about if we could use Rice Krispie Treats for Pluto. It's not a planet, Daddy. Yes, it is! But I still hate Rice Krispie Treats. But they're very good if you want to mold them into a globe, put them on a stick, and make a planet.
An edible planet?
What else you got, Chick?
That's the kind of interaction that exists in a home of love.
I know.
Number 2, Cool Ranch Doritos.
Wrong.
More so than not, the nacho cheese have to be number 1.
And number 1, Cheez-Its.
That's what I was going to guess.
I love Cheez-Its.
I do, too.
I love Cheez-Its.
I haven't had a Cheez-It in a long
They're
time.
They're delicious.
They are the best.
Man, today's the day.
You hate Cheez-Its?
We don't like Cheez-Its?
They're awful.
They are
Get
not
a nice
awful.
Crisp, what are those water crackers and a nice piece of real cheese. That's my...
Oh, you...
You mean Mr. Rockefeller. Occasionally, we have to have snack food.
Real cheese.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.